Hello. Is Kayla on here?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to Kayla and Victoria podcast. Joining us today in our podcast to uncover the facts is a notorious slaveholder, Mr. Covey. So, Mr. Covey, let's talk about the different scenarios you've had with your slaves. How do you keep up with making sure your workers are doing their obligations?
Well, occasionally, more so very often, I like to stick around and see what those Negroes are up to and take them by surprise.
I understand you and one of your slaves got into a physical altercation, yet you didn't have him killed or removed from your home. Why is that?
My reputation was on the line. Had I sent the 16-year-old to the public whipping, it would have been lost. To save myself, I let him go unpunished.
I see. You chose to buy a woman to come up on your wealth. Did you feel any remorse for hiring another man and allowing them to commit adultery?
I did what I needed to be done for my sake. They are born to do their job whether they like it or not. Since when do they have a say? It's my way. I did my part and spent my money on the service, so now it needs to be given.
Interesting. Let's talk about your personality now. What effects does this reputation you have of a Negro breaker have on your disposition? Do you uphold this reputation in every instance you encounter a slave?
My reputation has made my disposition very deceiving. Every slave that has come my way, I have broken, and I will continue this tradition for as long as I live.
The food varies from slaveholder to slaveholder. What are your thoughts on the quality and quantity of food a slave should receive, and do you think it affects their performance on the field?
The slave should receive plenty of food, but they do not have much time to eat it. If their performance in the field is anything less than stellar because they didn't eat enough in the constricted time I gave them, they will be whipped until they learn.
I see. How often do you discipline your slaves, and under what circumstances? Do you punish them for minute mistakes or ones of higher caliber?
I discipline my slaves very often when I am outside watching over them. This type of work does not have any room for error. Therefore, every little mistake they make will be punished for it to prevent bigger ones.
All right. We will now switch over to my co-host, Victoria, to discuss the topic of religion with Mr. Covey.
How you doing, Mr. Covey?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. So I'm here to ask you about your religion. You recently have experienced religion and even have converted. What made you decide you wanted to make this change in your life, and how has it influenced your actions toward your slaves?
People have denoted me as a Negro breaker. However, my slaves show me little respect and hardly refer to me as their master. I have gone to church and received religious sanction and support for my slave-holding cruelty. There are scriptures in the Bible that I use to put the slaves in their place. If the Bible say they must listen, then they shall do just that. They do not, then I punish them, and that's just how it goes here on my plantation.
Well, it has been reported that you use certain scriptures of the Bible to justify your relentless whippings of your slaves. Do you only enforce the scriptures in which slaves submit to their masters, or do you also express to them scriptures such as 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling.
Religion is the common barrier between us and these slaves. They believe in God and therefore listen to what the Bible says. We utilize the types of scriptures to ensure they stay disciplined and do not fall out of line. If they hear of these other scriptures, then so be it. But there is no benefit to me to utilize them.
How do you explain the differences in nourishment between you and your slaves?
I've worked for the wealth and blessings I've come across and have come up from nothing. These slaves barely do their jobs well and never show me any respect. I give them all they need to survive, and that is all they are worth. I pray to the Lord to bless my family and I for the necessities we need, and he does just that.
Very interesting. All right, guys, that's all we have for today. Thank you for coming on to our show. This has been your daily podcast by Kayla and Victoria featuring Mr. Covey.
Have a good one.